Zondervan presents The Forgiving Hour by Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Pam Ward. Prologue. Boise, Idaho, May 1999. The sky that Saturday in May was a brilliant, cloudless blue, sunshine kissing the earth with a promise of the summer to come. There was the scent of green on the afternoon breeze, and windows throughout the subdivision had been thrown open to let it in. Flowering trees were in full bloom. Tulips and daffodils bobbed colorful heads at passers-by as if in welcome. Sprinklers kept time on neighborhood lawns with a steady while the laughter of playing children filled the air. It was the perfect sort of day to meet one's future daughter-in-law. Claire Conway checked the grandfather clock in the entry. Dakota and Sarah should be arriving at any moment. "I love her, Mom, and you're going to love her just as much as I do." She smiled as the two-month-old memory filled her thoughts. She'd been living and working in Seattle on a short-term assignment for her employer, and Dakota had arrived for a visit. They'd just finished supper, her 6-foot-4-inch son having polished off 2 helpings of his favorite casserole, and for dessert a large slice of cherry cheesecake. And then he'd told her he'd met someone special and was engaged to be married. It was difficult for her to accept that her son was old enough to be engaged, let alone planning a wedding for July. It shouldn't be this hard to accept, but it was. At 24, Dakota was 6 years older than Claire had been when she wed his father. "And he's twice as mature as his father ever was," she thought with a twinge of the old bitterness. But mature or not, Dakota remained her little boy, all 6 feet plus.